Also this morning, we talked about that story that came out in ESPN, the magazine, about the Patriots cheating from Spygate to Deflategate, and it's pretty eye-opening. Well, joining us now on the ticket, and we have disguised his voice to protect his identity, is a Deep Throat informant who worked for the Patriots for many, many years, worked very closely with Bill Belichick, and he's got some more details for us. First of all, Deep Throat informant, thank you for your courage in coming forward.
Yes. Thank you for having me on.
What
I appreciate the opportunity
yes.
to tell my story.
Yes, and we are happy that you can tell your story. So what more can you tell us about the cheating ways of the Patriots?
I worked for the Patriots during the Spygate era. And was fired because I was about to blow the whistle on Deflategate.
Okay.
And I want to say right here and now that the BSPN story only nearly just scratched the surface.
Wow.
Of the evil and depravity of the man known as Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I refer to this said man as Bill Belichick for all the sick things he did to me and to animals.
Animals?
Yeah,
yes. Yeah, yes.
Like what?
There were so many things that went on. I once saw Bill drown some baby chicks in a Homer bucket to emphasize some point about run blocking.
Don't know how that would emphasize it, but
I personally witnessed Bill sever a man's hand and wave it around to visiting school children to illustrate the importance of running good routes.
Wow.
That sounds a little made up. I don't think he would go that far.
He would routinely force the team to watch him have sex so he could gain their confidence.
That sounds really disturbing.
Unfortunately, I was in charge of vomit cleanup after the conclusion of these barely consensual amorous episodes.
The players couldn't handle it.
No, I'm speaking about Bill's partner.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
I also saw him rabbit punch an intern who walked too close to Bill's sandwich.
That's weird.
So disturbing. I even once saw him kick his grandma in the balls.
What?
I don't think they're still around, and that's pretty impossible.
Very strange.
He would torture me personally, now, too.
That's quite an accusation.
Like how?
He would bring me into his canine staff meetings.
Canine staff meetings?
Yes, it is not known by many that Bill kept six dogs on the coaching staff. He would gather these dogs into the big conference room we had.
Uh-huh.
And he would place a spoonful of peanut butter on the roofs of the dogs' mouths.
God.
And then force me to stand beside him and do six distinct and funny voices for the dogs.
Well, that doesn't sound cruel. That sounds kind of funny.
It was so taxing.
Yeah, six different voices. I could see how that would be a problem.
That's a lot of content to improv on a dime.
Sounds like a waste of time for a coach.
He would throw out a random scenario, like make them argue about hamburgers. And then I would just have to go on the fly.
Well, we feel for you.
It's tough.
Tom Brady was a cheater like you would not believe.
He was bad too, huh?
He would force me at gunpoint to deflate the balls completely, as that is the way he prefers them.
At gunpoint?
Yes, and flatter than a pancake. I don't know how he could throw the ball like that. But Bale would come along with an Uzi and force me to inflate them to at least 3 pounds below legal.
Oh, okay, so it was a back and forth. I didn't realize that.
At that point, Brady would come back with a hand grenade and pull the pin and shove the grenade in my mouth and force me to deflate them again. Then it was Bill's turn. He would put a nuclear weapon in my anus and force me to pump them back up while he menacingly held a detonator. I did not enjoy my time with the Patriots.
Well, it doesn't sound like it, no. And these stories sound a little outrageous and made up, too.
I testified to all of this in front of the Roger Goodell.
Goodell.
And he did not take me seriously. Oh,
well, how could he with these outrageous stories?
Now, revenge is mine. I've said too much. I cannot.
But wait.
Oh, deep throat, please.
Oh, there he goes. All right, the deep throat informant somewhere in Foxborough, 8:46.